ولكن خطاب من مكان للجميع.
In an interview with Egyptian state TV, President Mohamed Morsi vowed to surrender his new special powers when a new constitution is in place, stressing that the constitutional declaration is temporary and is a must for the current transitional period.
I feel what the people want. I'm one of them. I know what their demands are. I've experienced what they've been experiencing for the past 30 years, but we have to move on.
Morsi has said that protests on the streets of Cairo and elsewhere around the country were a positive sign that Egypt is on the path to independence, asserting that his responsibility is to protect all Egyptians and to safeguard the best interests of the country.
I'm not against any protests, either supporting or opposing me. I wish I was a protester myself in Liberation Square, but these protests must not affect the country and the production cycle.
In addition, the 100-man Constituent Assembly voted on the final drafts of Egypt's new constitution till the early hours of Friday. After the vote, the final draft will be submitted to President Morsi, after which he will put this charter to a popular referendum, which is expected to be held mid-December.
We have overcame our differences in this assembly, and God willing, the final product will be tailored to all Egyptians.
On another front, protesters affiliated to secular parties who are camping out in Cairo's iconic Liberation Square have vowed to continue with their protests in an attempt to pile pressure on President Morsi and his government to withdraw the constitutional declaration.
We're against this decree and we will continue to voice our rage against it, and we will not leave the square unless it's suspended.
Opposition parties have called for a million-man march in Cairo's iconic Liberation Square to denounce the constitutional declaration and to demand the reshaping of the Constitutional Assembly. Voting is expected to be held on the new constitution mid-December, in a move which many observers contend will somewhat ease the state of polarization drifting over Egypt's skyline. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.